Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I was cut off from you yesterday because we had a power outage, and accordingly, no power outage, I couldn't broadcast. But, you know, there were other things going on yesterday that kept me from being brilliant on air, brilliant with this broadcast. I think today I just might be. Hello, America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Tink. I'm Curtis Clinton. It is 5:31 here in Northern Virginia, this 29th Friday, July of 2016. I am here not just to be your president, but to be one of the better presidents we've had. And, of course, I am the better candidate because there's no money behind me. There's no phony baloney speeches behind me. I don't need my wife telling me what kind of a person I am to you. I don't need Bill Clinton telling me about Hillary Clinton. I don't need somebody saying that somebody in a wheelchair came up to Hillary Clinton. You know, I was a substitute teacher. I worked special needs, centers, autism. Kids came up to me. I wasn't famous. I wasn't popular. I didn't have a name. I just had presence as I walked in the room. That's what I had. And that's what I have. Presence in the White House. I give your wishes presence in the White House. Social Security. We could have fixed it years ago. Why not? Congress. Congress. Was the president bold enough? Shooting. We've got shootings going on. Where's our president? Putting an end to it, a stop to it? No, he's not. Words from his mouth. You know what? I called up Fairfax County Police yesterday to tell them to stop the center of mass shooting. I saw the video of this woman in Prairie View, Texas, Mrs. Bland, who was arrested for a traffic violation, whose officer said, put out a cigarette. It's a lawful command. No, it's not a lawful command. It's a ridiculous command. You know, it's like anything coming out of an officer's mouth is lawful. No, it is not. Who's going to tell police off? You? Me? Only if I'm president can I tell police off. Can I speak to the chiefs of police and say, if your officers conduct themselves like this officer in the Bland case, if I'm president, that officer goes and serves time in jail. Why? He deserves to. Overreacted. Am I overreacting? How many years of killings, dyings of our military men and women, bombings, terrorism do you want to take? How many more years do you want? Think it's going to go away with Hillary Clinton? You think she's going to negotiate a peace? You think she's going to address the problem? You know what the problem is? We are the problem. We, every colonial power, every country that colonized Europe coming to America, forcing American, first Americans, Native Americans out. We pushed them out. What do you think is going on in Iraq and in Iran? Little groups pushing other groups of people out. How many popular presidents are ruling their countries right now? If I'm president, I listen to the people and the people's voice. And then I speak for people. I speak for you. Our social security system needs to be fixed. And guess what? It's not being fixed. Hardly being fixed. Baloney that it's being fixed. What else? Our laws aren't good. Our taxes. Alternative minimum tax should be paid on people making $300,000. Where's the tax on billionaires, millionaires? Are we going to change the scene here? How do you think millionaires and billionaires got their money? They're just going on Shark Tank. Some of that money was gotten through barons of industry, illegal conduct. What was that that happened? Where was it? I'm trying to think of the company. I don't know if it was a tire company or something. And this person created a city, a town for its workers. And then this company raised the rent on the houses that these workers lived in. And then there was a strike. And then there was a police activity. And people died. No, that's not going to happen. I'm president. We're not going to have that crap happen. But you got to accept me. I'm not off the wall. I'm not crazy. You know what's crazy? You're crazy if you keep on going with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton can't win with her own kind. She needs a lot of other people. And so she taunts Donald Trump. She solicits Latin Americans and Afro-Americans. She wants to appear as a person who will bring justice and matter, value to everyone's life. Oh, she's got an immigration plan. Sure she does. And how much money is it going to be in her fund's pocket? Chelsea Clinton speaking on behalf of, you want my kids to speak for me? They don't need to speak for me. I don't want them to speak for me. What are you going to hear from them? Are you going to believe them? Oh, my dad's a great dad. Oh, you going to believe that stuff? Yeah, baloney. How many people can I get to speak up for me? Not many. You know why? Because I am about fixing things. Power outage yesterday. For 6 hours, linemen tried to fix it. They couldn't get electricity 30 feet across from a line to us. And what does that mean? What does that say? There's something wrong with not 30 feet of line, but what it's connected to and how it's connected. That's the problem. Oh, that's the problem for sure. Oh, I'm angry. You betcha. Can I control my anger? Sure I can. I can control my anger. My A1C is down 6.4 from 9.9. My weight's down 33 pounds, getting off of carbohydrates. My HDL is too low because of Crestor, and I got a lot of stress. My insurance company is paying for a medical bill that's fraud. If I'm president, I can interject that payment. But add an ordinary citizen, Curtis Clinton, ordinary. I can't do nothing for you, for me. But once I have, but oh, you should see the speed bumps they put. Two in front of one crossover. And they're spending wrong money on putting speed bumps in another hospital, speed bumps that are too high, that hurt your spine if you have back problems. You want to kick HCA in the ass? I'll kick the HCA in the ass for you. You want to kick some of the politicians in the ass for you? You want to kick some lobbyists who are making your lives difficult? And, yeah, I never asked you for a dime. And I'm not going to ask you for a dime, a dollar, any campaign financing. I ask word of mouth, 120 million write-in ballots. You don't believe it? Well, let's see if anything happens between now and Election Day for you to believe it. And then who are you going to tell? Are you going to get me on TV on October 30th? Are you going to get me on TV? You don't think I can handle problems? Well, I handle problems pretty good. I handle a lot of other people's problems. I handle, and some I can't, because they are so bad that one man can't do it. Now, if I were president and I called up Virginia Dominion Power, or I called up Verizon, and I said, cut the crap, fix it. Well, they'll fix it. You? They won't fix. For me? They won't fix. Me, president? Me, your president? You call me. Curtis, yeah. This is, hi, I have a problem with Verizon. Tell me about it. This, okay? I'll tell you what. If you trust your president, give my staff person your name, address, Verizon contact number, and are you able to go to a fax machine and fax your information or email your information to me? We will pay for the fax, and we will charge it back to Verizon. Give us your information. Stay on the phone with a staff member, and I will call Verizon tomorrow for you. And I have a few other things up my sleeve. How much trouble were you in? How much difficulty did you, how bad was it? Really, what do you think it's worth? $5,000? Okay, $5,000. I'll see to it that it comes out of the taxes we charge to the CEO of Verizon. Now that's talking turkey. And Congress is not talking turkey. They're talking chicken crap. Now you know I use words. Do I still use words? Well, not from my TV, but off mic, oh, gosh. And I want the mic on all the time because I'm not going to say, well, that's not true. I say things. A few days ago, my wife was watching the Democratic National Convention. I said, turn that shit off. I don't want to hear the F liars. The women of slain men coming on the Democratic platform, you think Hillary Clinton is going to stop the shootings? Did she call the police department? Did she get on the air and say how bad? No, she has a Twitter, a Facebook. I don't know what she's got. What does she say? We are deeply saddened by the shooting of so-and-so. Deeply saddened. Deeply saddened that she has in her body. She going to get you a job? Yeah, is she going to get you a job? Donald Trump going to get you a job? I'm unemployed for 27 years. I know what unemployment means. And I know what unemployment insurance means when you don't get it. I know this stuff. Do you? Maybe you were one of the fortunate, but how many of you are like me? Can't get a job because you're old, you're fat, you're too smart. Younger people are coming along. There's room for younger people. Let me tell you, we will create industries and take the production overseas away from other countries. Why should somebody come in and cook your meal when you have all the time in the world to cook it? Now, for those occasions when you need something, do we have overseas manufacturers that can make something properly, correctaneously, on a moment's notice? What was that with the space shuttle or a satellite? Something was not cut properly. It didn't match. What was that stupid mistake a few years ago where U.S. scientists and manufacturers were building a satellite according to feet inches and other parts were in the metric system? How much money was wasted? Who was in charge of that program? You? No. Some stupid idiot who's still working, drawing a salary, and earning a pension that you don't have. I don't have a pension. I never had a pension. I don't even have veteran benefits. You don't know what goes on in the Army. Hillary Clinton doesn't know what goes on in the Army. Donald Trump doesn't know what goes on in the military. I have some sense of what goes on. I'm not going to send our military to get shot, to lose an arm, a leg. I'm not going to give wounds to the families of lost servicemen, of injured servicemen. How many wives, how many spouses have lost their partners because of our overseas mistakes? Weapons of mass destruction? You know who the weapons of mass destruction are? The Democratic and Republican Party, the President, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Congress. Those are the weapons of mass destruction, destroying us anywhere in our country and overseas. We only have hundreds being shot in America. We have thousands being killed overseas. Is South Korea paying the room and board of our military men and women there? Is Japan paying room and board for the military men and women that are living there? Does Germany pay room and board for the military men and women that live there, that are stationed there? What does the Middle East do? President Obama said, let's fight in Syria against one terroristic movement. There's more than one. There's three. So while we fight one, the other two get stronger. Recruit more and more. No. You are being dealt cards from the bottom or the middle of the deck when the top card is the ace followed by another ace, or an ace king followed by another ace king. Well, you're not getting those cards. You're being played. You ante up your votes, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and guess what? You're going to lose the pot. The plot thickens. Curtis Clinton is president. Now, I'm not what you would consider prime presidential candidate, but I'm the only one that's speaking like this well before Donald Trump opened his filthy, dirty mouth. How he even garnered the Republican nomination is beyond me. I do know Hillary Clinton won because of the duplicity, the cheating going on in the DNC. And to have the chairman continue, she should have been kicked out before the convention as a statement of, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. Bernie Sanders being paid off. Let's vote for Clinton. Would he have been a better president than Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? Yes, he would have. Would he be better than me? No, he would not. Does he have some good things to say? Yes, he does. Does he have some bad things he will do? I'm not sure. Does Hillary Clinton have some bad things she will do? Absolutely. Does Donald Trump have some bad things that he will do? Definitely things that he will do. Not at all. Could he make mistakes? Yes, will he? Possibly. Maybe. Not sure yet. Is he close to making mistakes? No. Well, let's think about this. Close to making mistakes versus making mistakes. Well, if I do something and it's almost a mistake, that's close to being a mistake, but if it isn't, good. Because I knew enough well not to, you know, whatever. America. I'm a nobody that can do something. I'm a nobody that has the guts to do things that somebody's people that are celebrities, and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump are celebrities. I'm not a celebrity. I can do things they can't do because I don't live a celebrity life. I don't get Secret Service protection. And what did they say about President Obama in the news today? One of his daughters was at a nightclub? Mm-hmm. My children don't go to nightclubs. First, they don't have the money to go to nightclubs. Two, they don't have the clothing to go to nightclubs. Three, they're a little bit more down to earth. They're not celebrities. They're not going to live lives of celebrities. If I go in the White House, think they're going to benefit from it? No. They're still going to work at their jobs, apply at their jobs. They're still going to do their jobs. They're not going to get promotions. They're not going to go to NBC and get hosting TV slots at $600,000 a year like Chelsea Clinton gets, or $300,000 a year. Do you think Chelsea Clinton is worth $300,000 a year? I think she's worth about $45,000 a year. But no, the Clintons got her a $300,000 to $600,000 salary. They're going to get richer and richer, and you're going to get poorer and poorer. And in 4 years, you're going to ask me to come to be president? I'm going to be too old. I'm going to be too worn down. I'm going to be too tired to speak. I'm not going on radio after the elections. You get to hear from me up until the beginning of November, and then I shut my mouth. And anything you want to know from me, you better read on your download computers from Blog Talk Radio. Because Kurt Clinton won't be broadcasting. And so all the truth and honesty that you would expect to hear from the media that you don't, that I give you, which I will not be there anymore, you'll be in the dark. You want to know about Area 51? You want to know about the Roswell incident? You know, there are powers that control the White House. I need powers, those powerful people, those rich money, multi-trillionaires that control. You think the president is the most powerful person on the planet? I don't want to embarrass the people that are the most powerful in the world. Let's say there are 100. At least I'll only disappoint the next 50. The most important president, what to do. And if the president doesn't like it, well, the children can get $600,000 a year jobs. They could get an island in the Caribbean, or they can get an island near Hawaii, or the rights to Nantucket will be given to them, and Nantucket will be made into a military base, except for some people that you would like to live there with you. Okay? Will I sell out? Let me tell you, those are nice offers. Oh, and $1 million a year salary for doing that. $1 million a year endowment. Oh, wow. No taxes on that. Would I sell out? America, put me in the White House. Give me a chance. And before I sell out, I will retire. I mean, I'll probably sell out and I'll retire at the same time. Been hurt a lot. There's a lot of mending to be done, and I don't know if the richest, most powerful people on this planet can help us. And then I'd be a turncoat. I'd be a traitor to you. I'd be like the other presidents. I don't want to be like that. I think I'll take my chances. I think I'll take my chances with the 100 most powerful people on this planet. And I think I could become one of them and speak on your behalf. And maybe I could ascend to the most powerful person on this planet. And I will listen to the other 99 and the other 149. Certainly I will listen. I'm yawning, but I will have your ear as well. I remind you, I am nobody, but I can do fabulous things, fantastic things. You just got to believe. And with all the lying going on, who could you believe anymore in these days? Listen to my blogs, my broadcasts over the late 8 years. What liar can lie for 8+ years? The best liars cannot. Madoff, how long did he? Oh, I'm sorry. Madoff survived a long time. Shit. That's right. Crap. You're going to have to look further back in my life to see when I lied or when I committed a crime or when I did something wrong. You have to look way back. When are you going to look back to? 1960, I suggested that we put the picture, a copy of the yearbook, a copy of the picture from the yearbook of a teacher on a doll. Yeah. Raymond Sullivan. I love you, Raymond Sullivan, Mr. Sullivan. A lot of students loved you, and a lot of students didn't like you. I knew how good you were, and I knew what you were doing and how difficult you had to be. And Doug Thompson and John Sullivan from Seattle, I know what you meant. America, I know people who are unfamous. Quote from George Clooney, I'll give $15 million to Bernie Sanders. That's not the point. He never gave me $15 million. He never gave outsiders a chance to be elected, but only in the political vein. And I'm going to give you a gift today. You know, there are a lot of celebrities, a lot of famous actors who have causes overseas, in Africa, water, food, whatever. As president, I unify all these efforts, and I subsidize these efforts with a portion of our tax dollars after we get tax savings. And one more thing. Do you know our Olympic team members going to Rio, going to Brazil? Do you know who they are? They are representatives. How come we don't know them? And do you know who our ambassadors are? Men and women from your state, from your community, who are ambassadors across the world? Do you know who they are? I'll make sure you know who they are. I'll introduce our Olympic team, all 1,000 of us if necessary, because they're your representatives. I'll introduce the military men, maybe not by name, so people can come after them. And all the medals that are being given out for the mistakes of the generals and admirals, that's bull crap. Do you want a medal? Do you want your son, daughter's, husband, spouse's, relative's life, fiance's, best friend life back? I'm sure they'll take the life. I'm not going to give out stupid medals to cover up our mistakes. I'm not going to make mistakes. Remember that. Well, America, you heard me. You hear from me. I'm an ordinary person with lots of ordinary problems, but with super fantastic solutions. If I'm in the driver's seat in the White House, and I'm going to stop the crap that goes on in Congress. You see, because when the Republicans and Democrats gather up, gang up on me, you'll know who they are. And if they don't put out good legislation, you'll know about that too. And I will condemn, personally, vilify, publicly, person and every government agency director who screws around. And one of them will be Lois Lerner. If I get into the White House, I'm sure that I'll have enough legal reach to see that she gets prison time. And I will arrest every IRS individual who's screwing around. And let me tell you, I know how to fix IRS. I know who the idiots are running IRS and other agencies. And our CIA, you won't see our CIA. You won't even know of them. Because they won't be CIA. It will be courtesy citizens. Well, I hope you like today's broadcast. I didn't plan it. It just came out of my mouth. Things come out of my mouth like crap and the F word and other words that come out of my mouth, along with some good words. I have a lot of good thoughts, and the good thoughts are accompanied by bad words because they're not getting done by our country. 120 million write-in ballots, all Democrats, all Republicans, all independents, every voter, Afro-Americans, Latin Americans, Native Americans, Polish Americans, Asian Americans, Italian Americans, Greek Americans, all Americans. 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis President. And guess what? Get a better life. Be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. Good day.